Welcome to the Business Awards Show, where we share valuable information and secret nuggets to get your award entry noticed by the judges for all the right reasons. Our weekly episodes also feature inspirational interviews with winners, judges, and sponsors. So let's dive in and start your journey to award-winning success. Hello, it's Debbie Gilbert from the Business Awards Show, and I'm also the founder of the Best Business Women Awards. And today I am joined by Sylvia DeCorso, who is the founder of Pink SEO. And she's going to share some great SEO tips with us today and also talk about her business journey and how awards have impacted her business. So welcome, Sylvia.
Hello, Debbie, and thank you so much for having me here. So
you set up your agency in 2017. So tell us a bit about your story and how did you end up in the world of SEO?
Well, as you can hear from my accent, I wasn't originally born here. I'm from Italy and I was doing SEO even back there. This is my second business. We used to run the typical digital agency doing all things digital, launching apps, websites, social media, email marketing. I was in charge of SEO. And we relocated here in 2016 in West London, mainly for the kids to have better career opportunities and so on. So I kept doing what I knew that I was good at, and it was transferable skills. But I rebranded and chose this time to only dedicate myself in doing one thing only, doing it well, and it's SEO. So I cut all the other branches. I'm not doing anything else. And I'm still only doing SEO. And the reason why I chose this, I think it's because among all of the various branches of digital marketing, SEO is the one that was A, most challenging at the beginning. Mm. Challenges stimulate me. So if something is easy, I get bored. So I needed something that seemed tough. And B, because it's numbers based. And every choice that you do has a number attached to it. And you choose a certain keywords because of certain metrics. You see that it works because of certain metrics. So you see that the traffic is increasing, the rankings are improving. So everything is measurable. And if I see numbers, I measure reality. So I understand how things work. So it gives me kind of certainty and safety.
So for the sake of the podcast and people listening to this, SEO stands for search engine optimization. So this is all about optimizing your website to get found on the search engines, in essence, isn't it? So if somebody's recently started a business or they've had a business for a while and they've never sort of ventured into this path, what sort of advice could you give them?
Well, at the beginning, people usually don't think about SEO. At the beginning, people want a website. They want something to be found for. That is basically something to have on their business cards. And it's a sort of online validation. After a while, they start thinking, is there more to this? So could this beautiful website be more than a business card? Could it bring me some business, basically? Because they try getting more business via networking, word of mouth, social media, email marketing, and they sometimes don't even realize they could be getting some leads from the website, people they would never meet otherwise, they're not in their immediate circles. It can only happen if they can be found online. Otherwise, you have like the most beautiful shop in the desert. Nobody can find it. So they need to be found for what they do, and people Google all the time. Even if we don't use Google, we search with voice search, we search in plenty of different ways. And when somebody needs something, they will try and see if they can find you and how they find you, if that's a sort of confirmation to what they were expecting, if there is an immediate chemistry. That's a conversation starter. They will create an inquiry form, they will send a lead, and then you have to nurture it. At least it sparks some sort of awareness.
So what you're saying is that your website really should work for you. It should be generating leads, shouldn't it?
It's got a lot of power. And if you're just having it there, lying there, and nobody uses it, or only the people that you pointed to, then it's a wasted opportunity. It should be fetching you potential leads, like, I don't know, a dog, even when you're sleeping. People that you wouldn't meet otherwise, they're the right people for you. It should be matching the right sort of search queries.
So what's the basic things that people can think about doing for themselves before they come to an expert like you?
First thing is clearing their ideas. So doing a little bit of an exercise of a wish list and thinking, what would you like to be found for? Really, what are the things? And then again, as a sort of exercise, start Googling it and start seeing who appears. Are they your real competitors? Who are they? Are they the ones that you were expecting? Or is this already surprising? How do they appear? Which sort of websites do they have? Which sort of material information they give? It's a bit of a very rudimentary competitor analysis. That's the very first basics to start, even before you start talking with someone. Because if when you're interested, there are plenty of different ways of initiating a conversation. We have a complimentary audit, and we will look at the website and have a conversation. When we have this conversation, the first thing we will ask is, what would you like to be found for? And then we benchmark with what we see from the audit that they are ranking for, and there is always a discrepancy. But you should know in your mind what you would like. Then we will see if what you want is what people really search for, because there is always a little bit of a discrepancy even there. People have assumptions. They think that customers search in a certain way, and they usually use different words. So with the right tools, with the professional tools, we can find out all of that. But at least business owner needs to know what they want to be found for, because even not everything is as equally important and profitable, and they might have a lot of things and not all of them are crucial. So at least what are the very, very important things that you want to be found for, and why, and who is ranking? That is kind of pre-basics before talking with anyone.
Oh, that's great advice. So how have you built Pink SEO? What have you been up to over the last few years to build the business into an award-winning agency?
It started from me doing this as a sole trader and getting up there, getting to meet people. Because when I came here, I literally didn't know a single soul. It was terrifying. And attending networking events. I still remember when you and me met. It
looks like years ago, wasn't it?
And business started developing, and I got somebody to help me out because it was more than I could manage as a sole trader. Initially, there were freelancers like me. Then the type of work, because SEO by nature is a sort of retainer work, because you can't just do something once. You need to do it consistently, give some sort of signals, have it as a plan, as a campaign. So the work was consistent enough that I felt like I was kind of disguising, I would have been kind of disguising employee work as freelancer. So, and I've come from Italy and I've seen every sort of employer's behavior, because there it's an employer's market. There's 10 million of candidates for every single job listing. So there's plenty of things happening. And when I was about to become an employer myself, I said, I want to do things right, the way that I would have wanted them to be. So I decided I will be employing them. And so now I've got a boutique team, 7 employees or PAYE, and it's still only doing SEO. So it's the different elements of the SEO puzzle. So got web developers to fix all of the technical elements, copywriters to write new pieces, expand, optimize, because what you want to be found for needs to have a presence on your page. You
Yeah.
can't want to be found for something and it's nowhere to be found. Sometimes I
Yeah.
tell people you're kind of playing hide and seek with Google. If you want found for something, it needs to be there. Google is very, very high. It's got a very high level of precision, but it can't just guess stuff that isn't there. You
Yeah.
need to have on your page is clear and featured and well explained what you want to be found for. So copywriters needed to optimize, enhance, create new pieces. And then I got some people dedicated to SEO strategy. So finding out those best keywords, what is the lower hanging fruit, your competitors, SEO is again by nature a very competitive game. You think of that top 10 positions, you get there if you knock somebody down, basically. You get a position if you outrank somebody else. So you need to be better than them. And it's
Yeah.
sort of a game of finding out how you can improve, how you can get better. So yeah, and then account management, because now the way we are operating now, I'm not involved in client work anymore. I'm leading the company, looking
Yeah.
after the team, and the team is looking after the clients.
Yeah, so you have a lot of challenges with that, I guess. So you're actually going out and getting the business in as well. Yeah, so it's a lot.
Generation, which is something that I've always loved, and I don't want to skip on that. I love doing all of the networking, the connections, creating value on the social media channels, making sure that people understand, educate, because this is an industry in which there's been lots of different ways of doing things, and it's good to show that you can do stuff in a good way and create relationship of trust. So there's a lot of education even to be done. Sometimes clients had a different experience before, they kind of lost faith a little bit. So you need to explain everything in layman's terms, all very clear and transparent, no jargon, no technical words, and explain why you're doing some things and how. So yeah, there's a lot of education as well, but it's good. People need to know how these things work, even if you're not doing it, at least knowing a little bit.
So, what has been your thought process around entering business awards?
Well, awards is something that fascinated me ever since you told me about that. And I was coming from another country and I was trying to understand a little bit how things operate here. And I realized that it's a way of connecting with other business owners and their vetted business owners. There are many different type of awards out there. The ones that you do, Best Business Woman Awards, they have a very strict selection process and very strict judges, very qualified judges. So you know that if the people that you will find there, they have been selected. It's like the crème of the crème.
Yeah.
That is the very best in every possible niche. So it's good to consider them as possible suppliers, providers, connections for money that you might need, possible collaborations. There's been a lot that happened thanks to the awards in the past.
So you've done local and national awards, haven't you?
I've done local and national, yes, because I'm
Yes.
from London. I'm part of the Chamber of Commerce here in West London. So within the West London, I wanted to create that sort of brand awareness and reputation. And it's part of that local presence. So being an exhibitor, being at the awards, and at the same time, national, because it's a very important place and recognition. And it shows that, particularly in our niche, when there are people doing things in a lot of different ways. When you apply for an award and you showcase all the case studies, for example, and the results that you've achieved and so on, it's like a little bit of an approval, a mark of approval that you're doing things right. So people will trust you more because they see that you have been approved and checked and selected.
Verified. And do awards carry any SEO benefits, do you think?
They can do in many different ways. Because, for example, when you're being shortlisted as a finalist, or when you're becoming a winner, you will be listed in the awards provider's website, usually with a link pointing to your site, and that is called a backlink. Backlinks are like a recommendation, if you want, that comes to your website. And when Google tries to understand what to rank a website for, it's like when we want to find somebody to work for us, I don't know, an accountant, we will start asking around, and the recommendations, when they point to the same person, they start sticking to our memory. And the same happens with Google. So many websites to rank, say they're all equally optimized. All things being equal, the ones that have the best type of recommendations and the most, they will have a better consideration. So backlinks are third-party websites pointing with a link to yours, and that has Google. This must be good. And so,
So you've been in business a long time now. So have you got any little tips that you can share with our listeners?
Well, I've been reflecting on this recently, and so far I've seen that it can be frustrating running a business. There's a lot of ups and downs and emotions and resilience that we need, and we've gone through everything from the pandemic to the war and the educational, the economic crisis. It takes a lot of resilience, but it's all the things that you are achieve, they are usually the result not of big things but of a lot of minimal things that you keep on doing every day, and they don't seem to matter much, but if you put them all together, they make the difference. So day in, day out, you keep showing up, you keep believing it, not blindly, obviously. You need to track and measure, and you know that I'm one for numbers, so track and all the stuff. But if you see that there is and getting support, because since I came, I knew that I didn't know. So I got lots of consultants and advisors and coaches and support. So if you're getting guidance and there is actually a point in what you're doing, keep doing the little drop, because it's that tiny little drop that in the end makes the difference. And yeah.
Consistency, so true. So what's on the cards for Pink SEO over the next year or so? What's your plans?
Well, the company is growing nicely, and I'm having one of my employees coming back from maternity leave in middle of April. We're really happy because we are very, very happy to see her again, and we've got now we're lucky to have quite a few nice clients that have been with us for a long time, new clients coming in. We have a referral partnership and agreement with a lot of other businesses because we only do this one thing. So we refer work out to the others because clients end up trusting us, and they ask, do you know somebody who does social media, email marketing, PPC? So we have lots of nice referral partnerships. And the other way around, if you only do one thing, it's easy to be remembered.
Yeah.
The one who does that. So creating these partnerships has helped, not just to have friendships. I didn't know anyone. Now it's good to have this network again. But also, work keeps consistently growing in the right direction. So yeah, it's good to have.
That's another tip, really, isn't it? It's all about partnering up with other businesses that don't do what you do but can refer clients to you. So part of your growth strategy is actually another business tip.
Yeah, and it's good for the clients in the end, because you recommend them somebody that you vetted instead of just finding somebody random, and you can work with people that you like, so you can get nice collaborations, so you tested and proved.
It's good. So, well, thank you for joining me today. So if you're listening to this and you're struggling a bit with your SEO and you're not quite sure what you're doing, then we'll make sure that Sylvia's details are in the show notes so you can contact her and get some expert advice. She mentioned earlier that she does do a free audit of your website, so it's a good place to start and see what gaps can be plugged by your expert knowledge. And we wish you continued success with Pink SEO. I'm sure there'll be more awards adorning your shelves in your offices for that. And thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Debbie. Thank you for everything. It's a long journey together that we've been doing.
It is. Yes, I know. One meeting can lead to many things, can't it, at the end of the day?
If they tell in that moment, see where it will lead, you would never believe it.
Never believe it, would you? Yeah, it was lovely. I think I met you at Amersham Business Women Unlimited about, 6 years ago, probably, something like that. Amazing. So get out there, everyone. Network, meet people, because you never know where it might lead. Take care, Sylvia. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you all.
Thanks for listening to the Business Awards Show. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others and post about it on social media or leave a rating or review. To catch all of the latest information and show notes, please go over to our website, businessawardshow.co.uk. Thank you.